Jesus, may I hold your immortal teaching in my mind. May my body be strong. May my speech be sweet. May I hear your wisdom. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Carmen Lynch.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Pat Dixon is here as well.
So good to be back.
Have you two met?
No.
Hi, I'm Carmen.
Hi, Pat. Nice to meet you.
I see sparks.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I felt a little tension.
Carmen, of course, is Pat's lady friend. You will have seen her before, actually, in the Burger Off, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. She was a sous chef in the Burger Off.
I helped with the spices.
Mm-hmm. You were in charge of the spices.
He's been on the show saying that it's all your fault he didn't win.
Really?
No.
I blame everything on you.
I love those kind of relationships.
Of course. You know, there's one that's to blame and one that's out there making shit happen.
Mm, yeah. Abuse. So. I love it.
Did he complain about that all night?
Like, it wasn't of course. Judged all fair? Night, all week.
I still haven't really put it down completely.
Thanks for bringing
it
up.
Yeah, the fucking breakfast burger that won. Fucking sausage and eggs and shit. An Egg McMuffin beat us. You come with the Big Mac, she has the Egg McMuffin. The Alabama.
We know what people like.
Yeah.
We have our CACAs, the Keith and the Girl Awards. And we called to congratulate Pat and Jesse Joyce that their video won. These little stand-up videos that we do. But then I heard Pat was messed up in the head because we talked to Jesse longer. And he had to know, why would I do wrong? And
yeah, what the fuck? I mean, I don't mean...
explain that.
I believe you. I do.
I promise.
You... But it was a little... It was kind of like they talked to Jesse. He's on there for a long time. And then they're like, he's like, oh, okay, fine, I'll put him on. And so I get the phone, and they ask me one question, I answer, and they go, yeah, okay, can you put Jesse back on? Another 5 minutes. And, what the hell?
Did you say they were called the CACAs?
The Keith and the Girl Awards, yes.
Oh.
K-A-T-G-A. CACAs.
Oh, okay.
CACA. And I'm a very proud, and thanks to everybody who, you know, watched and voted, in spite of Jesse also being on it, who I saw at the poker game last night. Every time he's even in a hand, I'm shocked, because he does nothing about playing poker. He's terrible at it.
I'm surprised he plays poker. I thought he wasn't a gambling man. Where was he, Vegas or Atlantic City doing a show, mm-hmm. and lost $200. Somebody said, oh, you only lost $200. And he's like, see, that's why I don't gamble. Something like that.
I'm shocked that he even, that he was.
Why was he there? Is it a networking thing?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he thought he would help his career or something to be.
Did he win anything?
No. I think he broke even for the night. Maybe.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and then he drove everybody back. He was the one who broke up the game, though. He's like, oh, yeah, the Astoria bus is leaving and took all the comedians away and back to Astoria so they could have a ride. He has to be the fucking killjoy. Get back to his fucking girlfriend.
Where's the game? His fiance, thank you very much.
Oh, that's right, fiance.
Yes. Are you?
Could we not hear about that Facebook sensation? She's very nice, though.
She is. She's very sweet. Have you been trying to get
together
into their wedding party? Be like one of his groomsmen.
Is it going to be that kind of a wedding?
Have you seen his fiance?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's going to be that kind of wedding. No, it didn't occur to me to try to do that. I'm sure Dan Allen and Ray DeVito are going to be the groomsmen.
Now, even if the two of you aren't ready, why do I picture Pat just trying to get married to one of them the day before?
Yeah.
How do you know he hasn't proposed already?
Right. How do you know?
Jedi wants to know why you smashed Jesse's window when you guys were upstate.
You know what? That can't be pinned on me directly, first of all. And I think it was the other guy we were working with, Paul Morrissey, who did that.
Is it another comic?
Yeah, another comic, yeah.
I think the radio guy.
Paul Morrissey is a radio guy?
No. I don't know. Jesse was saying it's possibly, but...
And boy, did Jesse ever cry and cry about his fucking windshield, you know, on and...
What
am I going to do?
Why can't we talk about this phone call with Keith and the girl? We got to talk about glass falling and snow getting in your eye while you're driving.
There was no snow in his eye.
Oh, okay.
There was no... It was a little crack. It was barely cracked. It was such a big deal. You know what I mean? Thanks for the ride, but damn, Jesse, come on. Enough, you know? You drive. I had to listen to that all the way. I slept a lot of the way home, but I had to listen to it part of the way home.
He mentioned.
Yeah, that I fell asleep. That's what he does. He's, oh, no, go ahead. And then when you do it, he's like, oh, yeah, you're just going to sleep? He, like, says, go ahead, and then it makes a big deal out of it. That's Jesse. He's very critical. Jesse's so critical.
Let me pick him apart and explain.
All right.
Carmen is also the one who we saw Pat perform his one-man show, Bitches Be Stupid, Damn, and which was excellent. We've said this many times.
God, thanks so much.
And then we're
brilliant.
And we're hanging out afterwards, and I get Carmen a drink, and then I get shots for us, and then Carmen just wants to shoot herself in the face because she doesn't want to offend me. But then Pat's looking at her, really, shots? Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'll just drink them all. Let's just get out of here. But that didn't seem to save the situation. So I felt how weird was right away. Were you like, why did you do this, Keith? You should know better.
I don't know. I just no.
That's pretty much her response at the time too.
Yeah.
I was stuck between I want this shot, but should I take it? You know, it was.
Yeah, of course she
awkward.
Wanted the shot. You know, yeah. But.
But so did Pat. That's not fair.
Yeah, I'm sweating. I'm shaking.
He's like, kiss me, quick. Kiss me.
He had to go to a meeting right after.
Yeah, pick up another white chip. I think I drank, sort of.
I only had one, right?
He's not just like sucking on her tongue. He's wringing it out like it's a washcloth.
Right, let's go make out.
This doesn't count.
Yeah. But her urine after that was delicious. So much better than usual.
If it's distilled, it doesn't count. Remember when Patrice was here and we're talking about Heidi Montag and how she got like 20 plastic surgeries in one day?
Yes.
I thought like that was in the past. That's very recent.
Yeah, I thought it was recent.
It's very recent.
Oh, did you just see a picture?
I just saw pictures. Here, I'll pass it to you.
This girl was beautiful to begin with. She's 23 years old and she recently had like cheek thing, an eye thing. A butt implant. Oh, she looks good.
She looks plastic.
No, she looks amazing.
She does.
Think, you know what? I thought
it was going to be this Catwoman kind of thing with, you know, people always fuck themselves up. But I mean, I don't know what
she
looked like before.
She wants more. She could eventually be Catwoman.
Yeah, she'll definitely get more. And she had some done before and she looked fake as it was. But she was attractive. Now it's a doll.
Yeah, she looks like a Barbie doll, but I think that was her goal, and I think whoever did her surgery did a good job. I'm sorry, I hate to say it.
Yeah, you look like
too much.
Yeah, you look like a Barbie doll.
That's what she wants to look like.
The same. Why have any personality in your face?
Does she have personality to match the face that
she's
going to get a personality for?
At least have it in your face, then.
No, but inside should match the outside, right? She's doing a good job.
Well, I think she's so young that it works, but if you're Greta Van Susteren, then it starts
to
look.
Maybe you're right.
You know?
Yeah, because she has so much to work with. I don't know who Greta Van whoever is.
She's Fox News commentator who had all this work done because she was too ugly to be a newscaster, which is pretty fucking ugly.
Which is ironic because now she's uglier.
And now she's even weirder looking. Yeah, it's like, I tried to be beautiful. You know, it's like, at least stick to the integrity of like, God damn it, I'm ugly. This is news. It doesn't matter. But then once you try to become beautiful and you're still a fucking pig, really unfortunate.
Just try to fix your mouth, though. You know, have that person, like she talks out the side of her mouth.
Yeah.
Fix that and then that's it. They didn't even fix that. Right. They just bumped up everything else.
She's just always in like a constant fecal grunt. Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm being told, by the way, today's show is number 1,101. All ones. That number will never happen again in show numbers. How exciting. How exciting.
I'm excited.
The same thing with 1,110, but people are excited. It's all ones. It's like my brother that's into astronomy, and he says, oh, Halley's Comet. That only comes around every 74 years. Today's the day. Oh, it's another comet. Comet, it only comes every 100 years. Okay, they only come every whatever, but in the end, they come every day, don't they?
What? Comets?
Yeah,
every day we're out looking at a comet.
I'm so sick of it. I'll look up. I go back home and look at the stars, and you can see the stars, you know, in like
Keith
New York.
Can't get over this. We were driving to his parents' house, and we're with his older brother. He only has one older brother. And when we get out, there's a little bit of space just walking to the house. And Mike, his older brother, says, stop, hold on, look up. Keith looks up and goes, what? Look at all the stars. And Keith forever is like, what? I got stars in New York. What do you want from me? he turns into this old curmudgeon-y, what does he want me to look up for?
I got stars that matter. Celebrities. I can't get there. What am I going to do now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look at where you'll never go.
Yeah. Oh,
look that's at this nice. Beautiful place that you can never be. No, I understand. It's not that. I think what pissed you off, and I could be wrong, but it seems to me like he is like framing it and making you like live in his world where you're supposed to share this fucking enthusiasm. Basically, he's telling you how to feel, right? Just like your dad did.
You really are in therapy.
And that's why it pushes that button, man. Yeah.
How much does Pat cry about his dad with you?
I understand. Don't make me feel a certain
constant
way
weeping.
Is something we've talked about, yeah.
That's funny. Does she do that to you?
What, tell me how to feel?
Yeah.
Not that much, no. Not really, in subtle ways. I talked about this with you guys, that there's like a right.
This
isn't that delicious?
Mm.
Don't tell me how to feel.
God damn it. No, it's when she comes in a real like up mood, like high energy and everything, and like
what a bitch.
I feel like I gotta greet that with the same, you know what
I
mean? And then it comes off like kind of sarcastic, like, yeah, it's great, you know? It's like yeah, great mood.
Look at the face you're making.
Yeah, I know. I can't not.
You know what? We talked about this because we've a similar thing going on in our relationship where I had to stop singing him the morning song. It was so offensive. I completely understand because I'm obnoxious and he's sleeping and who cares if it's 1 in the afternoon? Seriously, who cares? Because I have slept until 2 in the afternoon, whatever. If I wake up before him, it's over for him. I go in the room and I stop doing this, okay, for the record. I go in the room and I'm like, hey, good morning, good morning. Oh no, I do the other one. Morning, it's morning.
That's the morning song?
Yeah, that's the morning song. It's not clever. But and then I also do this thing where he's mentioned, I didn't even realize until people pointed out. I go to a party. I know it's a party. So I walk in, I'm like, hey, everybody, wee! And I'm just really up like you. And then Keith's like, I don't understand. We were just in the car. You were totally mellow. I'm like, but we're at a party now. Wee!
Maybe it's a girl thing.
Anybody? I don't know.
Everybody always thinks she's high. And it's just,
yeah, or
just,
drunk or something.
Party's over. Back in the car. She's passing out like it's on.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're the morning person.
See, now, all the good mood is for other people.
No, that's not true.
All the enthusiasm is for them, for the party. Back in the car, it's like, whatever.
No,
you,
that's not true because,
where's your appreciation?
No, yeah. He'll walk in the room and I'm like, hey, good morning. And he'll go, and I'm like, not yet? No, maybe not yet. Okay, we'll save it for later. And then I'll start IMing him what I was saying because I can't help it. I'm like, I don't want to disturb you, but bloop.
Keith and Hemda, your discussion of the photographers in Haiti over the last couple of days reminded me. So we were saying, you know, you see these pictures of Haiti where, you know, a hand is out of rubble and
reaching out for someone, but a picture has been taken. So you kind of wonder, was he reaching out for you when you took a picture and kept it moving?
Right.
Or even if you took the picture and then helped them, do you kind of feel a little weird about your job?
I think something in you has to be shitty.
Yeah, I'm really trying not to judge because we have these pictures and we're looking at them, so we want them.
What? Do we want them? Do I need these pictures of Haiti? I got it. One picture, I got it. They go, believe me, there's more. And I'm going, okay, I believe you.
Look, we're trying to forget about this thing. Stop with the pictures. I'm trying to ignore this tragedy.
And what's weird
and
is...
fucking it up.
I donated. The end.
You said if I donate, it would help. But they're also, you know, putting out pictures of dead babies and kids. And they don't know that this could be a relative of somebody just randomly looking through the paper and... You know, how much of that really goes through people's heads?
Well, Keith and Hemda, your discussion made me think of this photographer, Kevin Carter. In 1993, he was in the Sudan, where he came upon an emaciated toddler crawling to a feeding station. A vulture landed behind the toddler. He says he waited 20 minutes for the vulture to spread its wings. I assume this means he was waiting for a more dramatic picture. Of course it does. He says he chased the vulture off afterwards, but another guy says it flew away on its own. And here's a picture of that, and it's I don't know what the word is. Awesome, it's an awesome picture, but it's very strange. It's, you know, the kid's dying, and there's a vulture just waiting for him to die, supposedly. So yeah, you're definitely taking that picture, just being sick.
Instead of carrying the baby,
carry
to
the baby,
station.
Kick the vulture away. It's a vulture,
right?
And then a year later, the guy killed himself because he was haunted by memories of that of being a piece of shit. I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, he deserved that.
That's weird.
I'm kidding.
I like the face you made after, like, ee, right, everybody?
But they want everybody to donate. They should have that the picture of the hand coming out of the rubble with a $10 bill in it. Donate to Haiti.
I would have killed them to send a picture like something nice now and go, thanks, Keith, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Just to make me feel good.
$10 worth of relief.
Yeah, I want to know what that did.
They're going to send you a bag of rice.
That's like three houses to them that I donated. You know? Do you know?
I know everything. Yes, sure.
Okay.
Three houses.
I do want to do this, by the way. I'm going to pass around two pieces of paper for you guys. You take one, you take the other one. And I'm going to hand you each a pen. Okay? Now, from this point forward, you may not look at each other for the rest of your lives.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, my God. No eye contact.
Liberated.
All right. So you can't look at each other. But, and you can't...
Why do I think this is going to start a fight?
No.
How
would it?
It'll be a fight after the show.
It doesn't matter. Either way.
All right. And no grunting, no clues to each other. We take this very serious. It's what we call the 1-10 game. Mm. And you're figuring out your relationship. Maybe things you guys didn't talk about or what have you.
This is definitely an argument.
1-10, you will write down how much... You are in love with the other person. 10, of course, being the love of your life, the end game. Mm-hmm. 1, you know, why do you even show up? So 1-10, how much are you in love with the other person? Just write that down.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you got your numbers down?
Uh-huh.
Right, you can pass them. Pass that to me. All right, here's what we're looking at. Look at this.
Do you know who's who?
I do know who's who. What do you think they did?
I think... 10 and 10 to avoid an argument.
That is correct.
Or 10 and 10 because it's true.
Mwah.
Moo moo.
Oh, God. I used to be cool on this show.
This was very shocking to me. Do you? Did you guys just do that?
Who
to
the
not
fuck
fight?
Would put anything other than 10? Who would do that? Do people do that?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Mike and Micah?
What did they put?
Well, it's funny you said that because Micah and Victor did it once, I believe.
No, right? Victor and Sandra did it.
Mm.
Yeah, by the time Micah was on the show, she was no longer with Victor.
I see.
This girl, Victor and Sandra came on, and they were dating for a little while. I'm not sure if they had an open relationship or not, but Victor was pissed at what she wrote down because she wrote a little bit less than him.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Micah, I think they had a conversation on the way home. Mike and Micah, Mike wrote higher than Micah.
Yes.
Micah wrote a little bit lower. But Mike seems to be cool with it. He's like, I know. The end.
Jesus.
You guys didn't see this coming?
What, that we would both put 10?
Yeah. Did you discuss this already?
I knew my answer. I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
No, we didn't discuss this already. No.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah, we're excited.
Okay, now here's the deal.
We've both done a lot of hard work to be in this relationship with each other.
Well, if you last 6 months after the 1-10 game, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You are blessed. Yes. So 6 months from today, Kyle's
Do you guys live together?
No.
Get it done.
Move in together?
Oh, yeah. That's fun to tell a couple.
Right.
Hey, Keith, why don't you marry Chemda?
Get it done.
Yeah.
If you guys move in, I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. No, don't
say
that.
Okay. We'll start looking for a place.
We will. We will do that just so you will have to make good on that.
And it'll just be because of that. Yeah.
Who's the one who's holding off?
I don't think anybody's holding
on. No.
It's just that it's, I think it's situational, you know.
He's got a great place, which would be kind of small for two, and I have a really big place, but it's in Jersey.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
So it's like, you know.
Please, as long as they can afford their own place, it's New York. They're not going to move in together. One of you loses a job, it's solid.
Who visits who more?
Hey.
It's always at my place, almost always.
Yeah, you can't go to Jersey.
Yeah, fuck, Jimmy, come on.
Yeah.
Look at me. I have a tie on. The Jersey.
I say you guys go camping. Are you campers?
No.
That's a good test.
He's wearing a tie.
Yeah.
He just said that.
Come on. Camping?
Go camping for 3 days.
Can you imagine curmudgeon-y Pat camping?
No. I can't wait to take him camping. A jacket and a tie on
by the fucking thing and the...
By the fire, whatever
the thing is with it's the light. Where the light comes from. What do you call that thing? I can do all that outdoorsy shit.
But we've gone hiking.
As a Cub Scout.
You gone hiking together?
Yeah, we've gone hiking.
We went hiking down in
Tennessee. We went into an actual hiking area.
Yeah.
What's the longest you guys have been in a car together?
A long time.
Yeah, long.
16 hours.
Oof.
Okay.
Where the fuck do we drive for 16 hours?
Jersey.
I didn't make that up.
No. I mean, we've driven from like Atlanta to like up somewhere
to
in the middle
Cincinnati
of the country.
Cincinnati or something like that.
That
six
counts.
Hours.
That counts.
At least 6 hours.
But then on the way
no,
back.
No, 8 hours. We drove from Tampa all the way back to Tennessee. So it was good at over 8 hours.
Nobody got on each other's nerves? 10 hours.
No, it flew by, in fact.
No, when one person drives, the other one sleeps, so it's always peaceful.
That's what we learned to do.
Yeah, we learned to not talk to each other. Quiet. We have enough time together in the house.
Yeah, you guys are together a lot. You work together. It probably creates a lot of tension.
Actually, the work together makes it okay, because we like our work, and we like talking about it, so that's okay. Mm. But no, it's the car rides. It's the actual car rides that make us annoyed, because he feels like he has to sing every song with lyrics to me, and he thinks that's romantic, but I think it's annoying. It's like, some Poison song, and he's like, right. Love rocks when I'm with him, the end, I love this girl. And I'm just like, that's sweet. How do I tell you to shut up?
I feel like I have to entertain the driver.
The song is bad enough to begin with. I let you play your music. Shh.
Come to knows now, treat me like a little kid, have a little baggie of Cheerios and a pillow.
Right, coloring book, something.
Well, I'm really annoying at night because I try to stay up for him, but he's like, go to sleep.
Yeah,
right?
And then she's drifting off in the passenger seat, and she wakes up like, oh, fuck, are you okay? She like, grab my, yeah, she thinks I'm sleeping because she is, you know?
Like, if his eyes even go down for a second, I'm like, I saw that!
No, yeah, it's not even, you know, like I'm looking at the speedometer or something. I've done this. I'm not going to fall asleep. She gets very paranoid about it.
Does she know the worst thing you've ever done?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well,
please, we were all there. Bitches be stupid, damn.
Yeah,
we all
what a
know.
Fucking, yeah, oh yeah, I pretty much dumped everything. Yeah. God, thanks for the answer, because I spelled it out in detail, every horrible thing that I ever did.
Yeah, people came up to me after the show, and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I've heard this before.
Yeah, wow. Like, this was news.
Yeah.
How do I break it to Carmen show?
Isn't that weird? Huh. Because when Keith does his stand-up, there are certain times where like a lot of the audience just looks at me, and I'm just like, it's funny. You guys are laughing. Yeah. I don't know. He's not. I'm not being abused right now.
That's so sad. You don't even know.
Yeah.
You're being abused.
Hey, Hamda, did you hear that? He's amplified.
No, but I produced it. Do you guys ever, is it ever a thing where you guys think of being comedians, you thought of something, who gets to use it, that kind of thing? Is that ever a...
Yeah, with a couple of bits that we sort of, you know, usually something she says that she doesn't know is funny until I point it out, and then she's like, "And oh, I'm going to use that."
Yeah,
so I'm identifying her.
And you say too late.
For her.
You know, I mailed it to myself.
Yeah, it's date stamped. Pat Dixon's all over it.
Usually Keith's thing is, okay, I'm going to give you a chance to say it on the show, but if you're not fast enough, it's mine, and then it's his.
Does Pat know the worst thing you've ever done, Carmen?
I don't know.
Well, we're
he's
waiting
seen
for
my one-person show, yeah. But
I don't think you did anything bad in your one-person show.
I haven't gotten to it yet. Yeah, Fishy's a little more innocent than Bitches Be Stupid.
Yeah.
Why is your show called Fishies?
Fishy was the name of my first pet, my goldfish. I named him Fishy.
Bitches be stupid.
But it's not
fishy.
Really about fishy. Fishies be
morning,
stupid.
Morning, it's morning.
Shut up, bitch, you stupid. Damn. Yeah.
What do you think is the worst thing you've ever done?
Give me a second and I'll think about it.
Wow, yeah. No pressure, but tell everybody the worst thing you've ever done.
Right now, before I even told Pat.
Yeah. I'd like to know, though. Mm. Yeah, we can talk about it.
Pat asked me to say.
Worst thing you ever did. Wow. What's the worst thing you ever did?
I know that in a car accident, I hit a car, and I'm not convinced that somebody didn't die.
Really?
Yeah. No. When was this?
You know about this.
No, but which one?
Which hit and run was this? That you didn't see people moving after the accident. Really? Wow.
A few years ago, I was in New York. I was with you. You weren't in the car, of course, but...
yeah. What car?
Well, I can't really spell it out.
Okay. I'm crying on the inside.
You know, this isn't news.
I don't remember.
Right.
I block your shit out.
I remember during the... we did our 74-hour podcast, and I was taking calls, what's the worst thing people ever did.
Oh, that's right. And I thought you said something different.
And it's usually the guys, the girls. The girls are funny. Like, I'm a bad person. Okay, I'm going to admit it. One time I said I was at work, but I wasn't. But a friend clocked me in. I'm horrible. You can't tell by this face. I'm like, all right. But then me and Adam were just sharing worst stories, and I remember you had to leave the room. Maybe I didn't get to that one at the time.
I don't think you told me.
I know what your worst thing ever would be, probably. Probably that time when you had your camera, and there was a vulture and a little kid.
That little Hispanic kid in Spain,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Did you come up with it?
I did, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it.
You are allowed.
I cheated, but not in a relationship. I cheated in college.
On a paper.
And I feel like if I continue, someone from my school might like take my degree away.
Yeah, Keith was right.
This was very self-serving just to mention she has a degree.
From the College of William and Mary, one of the best schools in the country.
Okay, so one time I totally ate from Keith's portion before I handed him his food.
That is pretty bad.
Hello, Keith and Chemda. I'm female, sober, 22 years old. I'm curious whether a low tally of sexual partners, we were talking about that. We can't believe people were in their 20s, 30s, I'm reading, still virgins.
Yeah, this woman wrote into us saying that, was she a virgin? She was a virgin at 24. And it's not like she's waiting for the one. She just can't talk to guys at all. So she probably self-sabotages any potential anything. So this sparked a conversation on our forums. There are a lot of older virgins out there. Weird.
Very strange.
Yeah. I don't know. We said, what are you saying about low tallies?
Oh, so I'll tell you about this later in 1 second. Let me go back a little bit. Somebody's guessing what Carmen's worst thing. Remember Fishy? I ate him. That's the worst thing she ever did. Not to ruin the end of the story. Carter is writing, and I do remember this when we did that 74-hour podcast. Do you remember the girl that burned the house down to watch it burn?
Yeah.
Yeah, she burned the house down and told her friend, I think it was the friend's house, and told the friend, if you tell your parents, I'm going to say you did it. And they were low teenagers, low in the teens, I mean.
I think she was starting to burn the house down. The house caught fire more than she thought, and she went across the street to watch it.
Maybe that's what it was.
I don't think it was intentional to burn the entire house down.
She lit the curtains.
Lit the curtains, yes. Well,
if she was going to do it, that would be a good way.
You know what? This is what I thought your worst thing was. You fed a guy cocaine in his orange juice.
I don't think that's the worst thing.
That's a pretty bad thing to do.
It was his own cocaine.
It's his own
cocaine. The guy's cocaine.
But yeah.
That man, Artie Lang.
Right. Yeah, I put he had cocaine. He really annoyed me. That picture of someone's really annoying you. So he's a very annoying roommate. So I took it and I put it in his orange juice. Thinking, I don't know.
This will make him less annoying, maybe.
It'll make him shut up. It'll make him sleep. I don't know. So then
you know how coke makes everyone sleep?
Yeah, it just kind of takes the edge off.
So later on he drinks from it. He's like, "Oh, this tastes funny." I'm like, "No, it's fine. It's good. Take it. Have it." He's like, "No, it tastes funny." I'm like,
"Mind over matter."
Yeah, please. This is the same guy, Gus. I remember this guy. And he said to me, "You know what? I'm going to take this whole bottle of sleeping pills." I go, "No, you won't. You don't think I will?" I'm like, "I don't think you will." He goes, "Okay, I'm going to do it." I'm like, "Okay." He gets my full attention now. He takes the whole bottle, puts it in his mouth, and starts swallowing it. And you see all these pills poking out in his neck as they go down.
Yeah.
And it's a few, very few minutes later. Where he starts stumbling, like already he's tired, and he goes, "Ooh, one beer never did that to me before," and I let him sleep, and he made it through. Mm. Yeah, so I think the car thing's worse.
I think the car.
No, I don't. No, because the car wasn't intentional.
You're right.
This is you encouraging someone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think this is worse.
The guy's a dick. He's like, I'm gonna take all these.
Yeah.
Things.
What am I going to do every day? No, please don't.
No, because
that's my job.
I'll never talk anybody out of killing themselves again. Ever. Do it. It's my first response. Why are you still here? Because really, that's just, it's nowhere, you know?
He's like, I know this guy. He's not making the world a better place.
I know, but, you know, the car thing was an accident.
Right.
And if the person's dead, the person's dead. What are you going to do? Bring him back to life? But this is like, hey, who wants to die? Not you? Come on. You maybe. You? No? I saw your hand up.
Can you top that one?
I've blocked all the bad things that I've done. I have to think about it and get back to you.
Uh-oh.
I guess all that adultery would probably be mine. You know, that type shit.
That's worse than murder. Yes, me, because they have to live with that.
And it's totally on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, that was definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew it.
I did completely intentionally.
My thing was like 5 seconds.
For my own pleasure.
Mine was like 5 seconds long. I'm like, go ahead, do it. But I mean, hopefully, yours was more than 5 seconds long.
It's like 15 seconds.
That's disgusting.
I'm cheating. I cheated on you, but it didn't take long.
So anyway, this letter says, I'm curious whether a low tally of sexual partners is a turnoff in any way, on the female's end specifically. I have only had 2 partners. Again, she's 22. Because I'm really young. And also because free love scares the shit out of me. I've gathered from the general public that virginity is hot, promiscuity is not, and who knows where females like me fall.
I'm not saying you have to be promiscuous. 22 with 2 partners, that's normal.
It's very normal.
It's fine.
And then it goes on for a little bit.
We're not saying be a virgin or a slut. There are things in the middle.
Yeah, that's normal too. How many people have you slept with, Pat?
I think 50.
Yeah?
That's not that many.
Good for you.
How about you, Carmen? It's not that many.
It's like probably 150.
Quite less than that.
Less than 50. Yeah. This guy's an animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I mean, you know, it's it sometimes works to its advantages.
Hello. Hello. What's his best move?
The one with my dick.
You know what? You know what?
Oh,
come on. No.
I'm passing out paper to see if your best moves match.
I think Keith slept with 50 people, but he won't tell me.
I like having a secret.
So does that get on your nerves that he won't answer, though?
No, I don't care. What's the difference if he slept with 50 or 100?
What do you mean? You really won't tell her your number?
I really won't.
Oh, that's so weird, really?
I know. Yeah. I like having something that's mine. I don't. She wouldn't care, but...
That means it's single digits.
But you know what?
No.
Did you tell him?
No, because he won't tell me.
Oh, okay. At least that's fair.
Because I don't care.
She is 7. I know. She doesn't understand. I know.
Oh, my God. Sky Jedi is going to seem to want to admit her 7.
Everybody knows.
7. How did you do that? Like in the Bible when you count back the people of all time?
I listen. A lot of people don't listen.
I say 50 for you. I listen too.
Nice try. No, I don't know. Like,
50 for a guy is a pretty low number.
I don't
know.
It depends on the age of the guy.
If it depends on how many relationships, when they lost their virginity, what's happening in their life. I don't think it's low. I think from 10 to 50 is pretty much what an average guy does.
I think it's less. I think 50's... 50's
high. 50's high. Not high, but it's not crazy, but it's not the norm, for sure.
26 years of fucking, that's 2 a year, roughly, right? So
yeah, but some people have stayed with people for 6 years. Some people believe that marriage means you don't sleep with other people.
Oh, come on. Fucking low blow.
Damn.
And then if you meet people who've slept with a lot more people, then 50 doesn't sound so high.
I know if I told him to my number, I don't think it could go to a bad place. But it's not going to go to a good place, so what's the point?
I don't see the difference.
I'm not going to get a cake.
Oh,
don't
right.
all if
you can have a cake if you tell me
if good or bad.
I know where to get the cake.
If good or bad happens,
wow, you'll do it for a cake. Is that what you say? It was that easy this whole time.
Just make me a cake.
Somebody, I want to repeat a joke that I heard the other night at Cornelia Street. Is that okay?
Sure.
This guy, A. Whitney Brown, right? He's really fucking funny. You know, he used to do on Saturday Night Live those commentaries in the 80s, and now here he is fucking going before me. Opening for me, like Jesse did at the Cornelia Street Cafe. But he goes, in the Bible it says that it's better to leave your seed in the belly of a whore than it is to spill it on the ground. Have you ever heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
no,
out of the Bible.
Makes sense.
Right. And he goes, you know, so I tried both, and they're right. It's a lot better. I thought that was great. I mean, what a great way to go with that. But since we're talking about sex partners and everything, I thought it'd be a good time to bring up seed in the belly of a whore.
Yes.
You did good.
Yeah.
That went well.
So. Anyway, so get him a cake.
Here, pass this picture around. Take a look at this guy. This guy got in trouble for something that, shit.
I'll get it.
It'll get to you. When heavy snowfall threatened Paul Chambers' travel plans, that's Paul Chamber you're looking at, he decided to vent his frustrations on Twitter by tapping out a comment to amuse his friends. Robin Hood Airport is closed, he wrote. You've got a week and a bit to get your shit together. Otherwise, I'm blowing the airport sky high.
Dumb.
Unfortunately for Mr. Chambers, you see where this is going. The police didn't see the funny side. A week after posting the message, on a social networking site. He was arrested under the Terrorism Act and questioned for almost 7 hours by detectives who interpreted his post as a security threat.
And now he's probably on the list forever.
And I can tell by reading this and the person who sent it to me. When I get these, you can tell, like, people think, Keith, you're going to find this ridiculous. I don't.
No.
I'm glad he was looked into. I'm glad he was arrested. After he was released on bail, he was suspended from work pending an internal investigation and has, he says, been banned from the Doncaster Airport for life. This
wow.
is in the UK.
Wow.
I would never have thought, he said, in 1,000 years that any of this would have happened because of a Twitter post. He's 26. I'm the most mild-mannered guy you could imagine. If you, something in your head before you hit send on a Twitter makes you go, should I do it anyway? You know you're writing about blowing up an airport. Even if you have two friends and you think it's not going to get anywhere, you stop for a second and you go, no, fuck it. You're totally surprised. This was a big deal.
Well, here's my problem with it. I think that the guy, I mean, and I, you know, not to make it like a fucking hacky thing or whatever, but the guy with the underwear bomber, you know, his dad comes and says, hey, this guy's a terrorist. My son's a terrorist. He's getting on this flight. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
Agreed. No.
We're looking at Twitter. Oh, fuck. Let's question this guy for fucking 7 hours. But and you know that after 15 minutes of questioning this guy, they knew.
Yeah,
that he didn't fucking... Yeah, and they're... Oh, yeah, really? This is going to last a long time. That's what you get, you know?
Do you know what? Put that... Show that picture to the camera, though. Doesn't he have a fucking smug douche face?
No, oh, yeah. No, he's just a douche. He's a little kid. He's 26 years old, and I'm not talking about his age. He's just a retard. And, yeah, they should have known after maybe 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. And yeah, they should have checked on that other guy, but...
You know what? And it's...
But don't Twitter that.
And... They don't have to pick and choose, to be clear. They didn't put all their manpower into this kid and the underwear bomber got on. You know what I mean? They got plenty of people to look into
everything.
No,
but I'm saying it's selective.
I understand.
They're selective about it.
Well, it has happened in the U.S. Mr. Chambers is thought to be the first person in the U.K. to be arrested for comments posted on Twitter. His ordeal began on the 6th of January when, after hearing that extreme weather had forced the closure of Robin Hood Airport, he posted the ill-advised message, frustrated because he was to fly to Ireland from that airport on the 15th of January.
Now, let me ask you a question. Where does freedom of speech come in? Because, and I'm not, this is just devil's advocate. Right. What if he says something that is like, I'm going to come there and personally stab everybody that works at the airport? This is a threat of murder, right? But yeah. It's also like, there's obviously he's being facetious and ironic and sarcastic if he says, I'm going to come and stab. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I don't have to take it literal. I didn't for one second when you said that think he's going to stab every person. He's going to stab a few. And I can look into that.
Right. But he's not going to blow it sky high.
You know, it's
like, that's not what terrorists say. You know, I'm going to blow it sky high. You know, I mean, clearly he does. I see your point that, like, fucking don't be a dick. You know that if you say shit like that, it's going to be a problem.
What if he said it and then he did something? Maybe he didn't blow it sky high. Maybe he put a small bomb. Maybe he, I don't know, maybe he's doing something. Why are you saying it? And maybe that's not the way terrorists work. Hey, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow this up, but maybe it is.
If only we had Twitter before 9/11. Bin Laden.
But maybe it's how other people work. You know, the signs that we see afterwards are not worth ignoring beforehand. Was that deep, or was it just
ridiculous?
Yeah, it
was. Oh, it took me a second to think about what you said.
I saw the movie National Treasure, and who's that guy?
Nick Cage,
the greatest actor of all time.
Boo.
And he finds the original amendments. And what has Bill of Rights? And it has it says about freedom of speech and the rights that you have. And then somehow this got lost over time. It ends with, but don't be a dick.
Right.
And, you know, everybody, they do say that. Freedom of speech. He can't rate that. You can't go on an airplane that says, I love Al-Qaeda t-shirt.
This would be
you
the
can.
Screaming fire in a crowded theater,
is that,
as you say. Yeah.
Is it right? Is that, that's his right to Twitter. That's so important. The world's a better place because he had that fucking freedom. Now, I'm glad. It should have been 14 hours. And he wasn't questioned for 7 hours. Well, he was questioned for 15. He was held for 6 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, I thought he was questioned for 7 hours.
I doubt it. What the fuck? Like you said, what questions are you asking him?
Right. Are you going to really do this? No. Are you really going to do this? No.
I got all the time in the world.
You'll break. They all break.
After the interview, Mr. Hale was returned to a cell for an hour, then released. Good. But he said not before the police deleted the post from his Twitter page.
They deleted the post.
Just to be an asshole. He has been bailed.
Before anybody retweets it.
He has been bailed. He has been bailed until the 11th of February, when he will be told whether or not he will be charged with conspiring to create a bomb hoax. In the interim, detectives have confiscated his iPhone, laptop, and home computer. Good!
That sucks.
Good!
And his little highlighter collection over there on the side. Yeah, yeah. What about that?
You're taking his highlighters.
Did he get to take that to prison?
Oh my God, that's funny.
Answer my right. Everybody gets rights.
Well, he's in England, so that's why they can do shit like that.
It's very important that I wear a bomb t-shirt on the plane. It's my right. I'm just making a statement how I never, ever get girls. Because I do weird things like wear bomb t-shirts on planes. Eh, well, I don't know why it's, people think it's weird. I'm 45 and a virgin. But I got my bomb shirt.
You know, it would be funny if we used what he wrote on the Twitter for the show quote of the day.
That's fine. I see nothing wrong with that. It's my right.
Right. It's a show. It's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show. This guy.
But we changed
that
it.
Might be the difference if you frame it as a comedy show.
They that is a difference. Yeah. But this. But in the context of a comedy show, you know you're at a comedy show.
I want to see the guy's older Twitters. Were they hilarious?
When my Twitter says,
I doubt it.
Right, exactly.
I doubt
it. Consistent with his other hilarious tweets.
No, he was doing laundry that morning. Nothing, right. You know, they seem very matter of fact, these right. tweets. I got the new program. I think everybody should go to Linux.
What if he said something like, I am definitely not blowing up the airport? He probably did that when he came home.
I am done blowing up airports. Not that I am out of characters. Oh, what an asshole. I hate him. I'd give him orange juice, if you know what I mean.
Did they close his Twitter account, or did they just delete that tweet?
Well, they took his phone, his computer. Mm. You know, you don't got to close it, but I bet it's static.
Released him back into the wild, basically.
I do want to follow him now. Curious what he's writing about. Everything's good, and I love my country. The Queen is not just a figurehead, a ridiculous fucking figurehead. She's very important, and we should respect her. Oh, no, she shit her pants again. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't know that. Send. Here's another thing somebody sent me, and I think they want me to get excited. I think I'm supposed to be on the guy side, and once again, I'm not. Jay sent me this. Figured this might make for an amusing Keith rant. This guy, Roger Stevens, I didn't hear about this, but captured national headlines supposedly last August after repeatedly slapping a 2-year-old at a Stone Mountain Walmart. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail following a brief bench trial. He's found guilty. Stevens apologized to the little girl's family but did not testify.
It wasn't his kid?
Oh, my God.
It's not his kid. The trial was held without a jury as agreed upon by prosecutors and the defense. The guy that sent this to me is thinking, yeah, don't you want to do this? He's in a store. I'll read a little more. He's in a store. His 2-year-old is being a 2-year-old. He tells the mom, take care of your kid. The mom doesn't, so he slaps the kid.
Repeatedly.
In the face.
Oh, yeah.
No, wow. You're not alone. No.
People must really think, that would be the worst thing I've ever done if I did that. Stevens was given credit for the 4-plus months he's already served. By the 1st of March, 6 months into the sentence, Stevens will be eligible for house arrest. He is going to have a problem paying a $300 monthly fee that he has to pay. He's 61 years old. He says he's blindsided by the media attention. Him and the Twitter kid. Oh, it's shocked. He's absolutely amazed this incident took on such Goliath proportions. He never in his wildest imagination believed it would mushroom into this. The client called it the ultimate knee-jerk reaction. He put his hands on a child when he clearly shouldn't have, and he realizes that, says the attorney. The girl's mother told police that she was shopping at the Rockbridge Road store when Stevens approached and told her, if you don't shut that baby up, I will shut her up for you.
See? Threatens. Is he really going to shut her up for him?
Right, yes. Right.
I'm going to blow your kid sky high.
I doubt it. Let's not look into this guy. I doubt you will. A few moments later, Stevens grabbed the 2-year-old.
I still don't think that. I don't know that he should be arrested just for saying it, though.
I do.
Maybe. When if you threaten a child, maybe that's different. Directly, you know, you're right there. He has hands.
What if somebody threatens to rape someone? It's still a threat, right? I don't unless, want to be
threatened. Oh, if you're in a relationship with them, you can do that, but not.
Yeah, you know what? Why do we I mean, it is against the law, you know, to threaten somebody, period.
Yeah.
And it should be. Why do we got to live in a world where you can just say whatever you want to me? I have to wait till you really fight me?
Saying what I want to you is different. I could tell you to go fuck yourself, but I can't tell you.
I think you should be arrested for that.
I'm going to make you go fuck yourself. There's a difference where I'm attacking you verbally. I'm warning you that I'm going to hit you.
Right.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you is different than I hope you get killed.
I think both should be arrestable.
I hope you get killed?
Sure.
It's my hope.
It's your right to say that.
It's fine.
You need dead for say. When do you have to say that? It's fine to say that. Keith, that's somebody's right to say, I hope you die.
I will kill you is different than I hope you die.
It is. I don't like either. 6 months minimum, both.
Okay, looks like we have our poll for today.
No, well, you know these hippies. Forget this fucking poll. They'll vote for you. I should be able to live in a world where I tell people I hope they die. Well, good. That's why we live in a shit world.
You know, man. No, everybody's so pro-security and anti-freedom now, you know, that I just, I don't disagree with you, you know, but it's just like it's the trend, you know, to fucking shut everybody down for everything all the time.
This is very important to tell somebody that I want to blow up an airport. It's very important to have the right to say, I hope you die. That is important.
If you're going to talk about the larger issue, I think those are kind of silly examples. I mean, look at this prick. What a dick. You can tell. It should be illegal to walk around with this face.
So yeah, he says to the baby,
That's a threat in visual form right there.
I say arrest him right away, yeah.
I'd run away from this fucking guy.
If you don't shut that baby up, I'll shut her up for you. Moments later go by, he grabs the 2-year-old, slaps her across the face 4 or 5 times.
That's a lot.
How did he get to do that? You know what I mean?
Right, you're right. At slap 3, I'd be like, well, you're serious, I'll take the kid back. But you're right, that's not a knee-jerk reaction. Like, shut up, maybe. It's a knee-jerk
that's
reaction.
That's also not going to shut a kid up.
No.
That's probably going to kick it into high gear.
My dad said that. I'll give you something to cry about. Like, I am already.
But
you have me.
Oh, good morning, Daddy.
And the mom didn't kick his ass? She could have hit him, you know, while he was punching the kid.
Yeah, if you keep punching my baby, she should have said, I'm going to punch you. Oh, no, you did it again. And again and again. All right, no, I'm serious.
Okay, all right. Put the camera down. There's a lot of violence toward babies in this episode. Birds and this guy who looks like a vulture.
Hey, yeah.
Like a. There you go.
Right.
That is terrible, terrible parenting. Go to another aisle. You know, I'm gonna slap your kid. You so will not. Now you know she did. Don't you say that about my kid? Then the baby's crying more. He starts coming over to the baby, and what does she do? Oh, you better not. Oh, shit, you are.
Oh, 5 times.
Now what are you going to do? Ah, you're going to hit him. Ah, shit. I'm sure just once. Now give it back, seriously. Again, shit. This is terrible. You know what? Take him. You want him so bad. That's what I do. I'm going shopping.
No, I'd stand there with my arms folded. Is it working? I don't think it's working. A little tougher than you thought? A little bit?
How long would it have gone on if nobody stopped him? You know? Anybody stop him?
He's probably done. It gets tiring. Yeah, right. This isn't working. There you go.
I'd like to see what it looked like. Slapping a 2-year-old, you know.
Yeah. Do you get a real slap? Like, are you leaning back?
like a Mo slap?
Is he like, you know, if he showed up in court, would he have said? Like, come on. It was like, it's real. It
yeah,
wasn't
I barely
anything.
Touched him for
it was a love tap.
Yeah, just a little.
I want to see some kind of defense. Mm-hmm. Come on, you know, you're in the store. They're so annoying. It's like, and I'm like, I just want to, you know.
We had one on the subway today. We were going to
switch
cars. Yeah,
there's a crying baby. This woman, because the kid had dropped the pacifier on the subway floor. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the mother picks up the thing, pacifier. Wipes it, puts it in the pocket, the pacifier. The baby's crying nonstop for 3 stops. And the next thing we know, she's taking it out and kind of wiping it off and stuck it back
sure.
in. I was like, that is a good mother.
Oh, God.
I think if she was alone on the subway car, she wouldn't have even wiped it. She'd stuck it back in there and be like, shut up.
Well, that is something you hear. Like when they watched, you know, everything. You have a new baby, so everything's careful and whatnot. And then time goes by and you're like, fucking, here's your pacifier.
Yeah,
the
whatever.
World's tough here. I just caught you eating dirt. You know, do whatever. I'm trying less.
Right.
Then if, never mind if it's the second or third baby. Like, you live through almost everything.
Yeah, we'll go out without pants and everything.
Yeah.
No, who cares? Next thing you know, the man's slapping you in a store, in a Walmart.
Octomom, Nadia Suleiman is taking sexy pictures, by the way.
Ew.
For the Star, yeah. Ugh. She's on the beach.
Oh, she's got a nice body.
Okay, you don't think that's
liposuction
fixed at all? Airbrushed, even?
I guess it has to be, right? Eight, because she really did carry eight babies. I saw that stomach. Blew.
Yeah. Ugh. The cameraman stores equipment in her vagina. This is true. Not even being silly. Nadia Suleiman may not be sporting a six pack less than a year after delivering her eight pack of kids. But the mom of 14 has 14. I keep forgetting 14 because I keep thinking eight. Yeah. There's six and then there was eight. And I think the guy finally lost his license that did this. He got reprimanded somehow that allowed this to happen.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah, that allowed you to have... You're not allowed doing that.
No, I think there was a new law passed or something based on it.
But it's still... it's not like... Even though he did it before and you shouldn't be doing that. There's a law... Now there has to be a law specifically, to be clear. But that's still gross negligence. Allowing somebody to have eight babies. Dr. Mom says she didn't have help from any plastic surgery. No way. I would feel like I cheated.
But her whole face is plastic surgery.
You know, the way I cheated nature and God. I don't want to cheat again. I wanted to prove to myself that I can do it on my own naturally.
Wait, did you say plastic surgery?
She didn't get any.
But she calls it plastic surgery?
Yes.
Okay, well, liposuction is not plastic surgery, I don't think.
She's trying to trick me.
Right, exactly. It's using that particular term.
My friends call me rubber band because I always snap back so quickly after my other kids. That's not why they call you rubber band. That's not why they called you rubber band. And please. I bet shit just falls out of there. You didn't bring your purse, kind of?
Ugh.
You know?
Ugh. Keith Malley.
Can I see that photo?
Yeah. Yeah, looking good. Ugh.
But, you know, compared to the Kate plus eight lady, she seems pretty normal.
She already had work done, by the way. She said she didn't have work. She had work done when these, you know, the fake lips, that smile. She's not just an ugly woman.
She had work on her face.
Yeah, it's weird looking, yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about she wants to look like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Like, specifically her.
Look, you have, like, when you breastfeed, right, you have two breasts. That means that you should only be able to have two kids, and anything over that, they just kill. You know? Because that's all you're supposed to have. If you're supposed to have eight, you would have eight tits.
Some of these countries have it right, you're saying.
Yeah.
I follow.
If you have eight tits, fine, go ahead. You know, that's cool.
Yeah. But a doctor's got to look and make sure.
Yeah, they have to be legit.
Right, they have to functional.
If you're willing to have them installed, maybe. I don't know if they can do that.
We're not animals. It's your right.
That bottom lip looks a little bit like it's been worked on.
Yeah, it's fake for sure. Are you talking about her mouth?
The one I can see.
Does she look at her all coy with her foot and everything, like she didn't just pump out eight babies. You know, like, oh, I'm innocent.
Meanwhile, she's on the beach. The babies are drowning. Like, I realize you could do some other things, but really, who is watching these babies? Who has the babies now? She probably doesn't even have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She doesn't. Is she with a man? Did she get a man?
How do you get a man like that?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she after the eight plus John and Kate plus eight guy? John, I guess.
Yeah, supposedly, but you know, who knows? I'm sure that's what he wanted. I left this girl for something uglier
with
and
more
needier.
Kids.
That's not a step up. Oh my lord!
Wow, that's crazy. What happens after eight? It's octomom. We can easily come up with that. But what would nine be?
Well, so they passed a law that no more, so...
Because they can't come up with a name.
Right. It's not clever.
We don't know what to call it.
We're not going to get more clever than Octopus. We're really not. I think it stops here. Let me mention these websites that I get a kick out of. There's two of them. One's youaretheenemy.com. That's
yes.
Pat's.
Carmen. A.K.A. comedianpatdixon.com. Mm. If that's easier to remember, some people remember that easier.
I like You Are the Enemy. It's angry. It shits on me.
I think that probably I could go to jail for this. I wonder if I haven't been questioned yet.
I think you should be.
You are the enemy.
Is that crazy? Just look
who's the
into
enemy?
It.
The airport? The TSA? The government?
I'm not saying string pad on a cross. I'm saying look into them.
7 hours
right.
Or so.
And then you can see, you know,
Carmen
the dates where Pat is. You can see clips of his stand-up and whatnot. By the way, Carmen, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
His CD.
Yeah?
Goodbye Forever Fatty.
Mm.
You're thanked in this.
I know. I didn't get chosen to be on the cover, but whatever.
It is the funniest looking cover.
And what an honor to be on the cover of Goodbye Forever, Fatty.
You know, he has the thanks to, you know, my agent and all that. He has to. That doesn't offend me. That's before us. But then it says its own sentence, thanks to Carmen Lynch. And then... Mm. Thanks also to Keith and Hamden and all the fans of Keith and the Girl for your support. So we get the real thanks.
The final one.
Yeah, you, Hamden, myself, I think we got the real thanks. I know what's mandatory. What do you have to write? Yeah. You know, if he had the choice, he would have thanked us on the cover.
Right. Is our names in bold or anything? Or is it just...
I don't understand why it's not in bold.
Listen to Carmen. She's like, Pat's got a CD.
And then, you know, huge thanks to blah, blah, blah. Like, he gives a shit. But thank you. It's fun. I start my day. I open this up. I go, you're welcome.
Well, thank you. Was very sincere. Appreciate it. And I also have for you a copy, as requested, my first CD.
What's that title? Move out,
Fatty.
Right. It's Hello, Fatty. Nice to meet you. No, it's Pat Dixon, White Devil.
And people can get that too, right?
People can get that too on CD, baby.
Look at that. This I haven't heard this one yet, but Goodbye Forever, Fatty is one of the funniest stand-up CDs I've ever heard, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I believe it's in my top five of stand-up CDs of all time, without exaggeration.
Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And just to make you feel even better, Jesse Joyce wouldn't be in my top 20.
That is so sweet.
And that's not bad. That like people hear like that's a bad thing. 20, you know, that's
a lot of good CDs.
Name your favorite band. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Really, even if it was a great CD, the title Joyce to the World would pretty much knock it out of fucking contention anyway. That takes it down to at least 35. Joyce to the fucking world.
Oh, God. Is that a joke, or did he really call it
that? Yes, he really called it that.
I still don't believe it. No,
you guys are fucking with me. I'm not going to agree. You guys are fucking with me.
Oh.
But maybe you need the visual, too. He's walking around with a mic stand. So he's bringing Jesse Joyce to the world. He's on a subway with a mic stand. Places you wouldn't see a mic stand.
It should be called Mic Stand to the World. Right?
If his name was Mike.
Oh, God. I hate you all.
I will mention this. CarmenLynch.com. Mm. You go there, what do you get?
You get a beautiful picture of her, for one.
That's right.
Thank you.
And she's got a show coming up that I have on our calendar, February 3rd. Mm-hmm. And hosted by Pat Dixon, so you'll get to see both of them. And a couple other names in there that we've had on our show as well, Dan Ellen.
Dan actually has Sacapuntas that night. But
fuck him.
Exactly.
That was just the name I happened
Cambry
to remember.
Cambry Cruz. Mm. Tom Shalhoub.
Cambry Cruz is Christian Finnegan's wife.
Look at this. I get to see all the wives do things now.
Leah Bonema. Do you know Dustin Chaffin's girlfriend?
We will get to know.
We'll get to know him.
So, we're going to be there. It's at Broadway Comedy Club at which room in the comedy club?
Oh, and Sean Patton. Broadway Upstairs, where you saw Bitches Be Stupid.
Nice.
I'll tell you what. If you do a good job that day, Carmen, I'll buy you a shot. All right, so check these things out. Don't forget, by the way, keithandthegirltv.com, and you have our Keith and the Girl TV episodes, and make sure you check out the Burger Off and a couple others if you haven't before. Any other announcements, Hamda?
Don't forget that we have a book coming out, and you can pre-order it now. It's called What Do We Do Now, and we have a very impressive, can I say impressive, because I can't remember the next word. Impressive what? Thing in the store. Promo. We have a very impressive promotion in the store that will save you a lot of money and help you get all the free shit in the world.
Did you mention the book title?
What Do We Do Now?
That's right.
What do we do now?
We buy the book.
We buy the book. I can't wait to get my hands on a copy.
I'm excited. We're very excited.
To figure out, because we, always we're trying to tune up the relationship.
Why not?
I'm all about making it work.
Yeah. It's bad. Long term.
At
it's
the
bad,
end, it gives you some blank pages, so you can play the 1-10 game whenever you want.
Oh, everything's going to be 10.
Sure.
If it's bad, of course, you need it. Your relationship. If your relationship's good, little tune up. Never hurt nobody. Mm. Get it checked out.
Your relationship is fine, it's a very hilarious book.
You can laugh at everybody else
that's
and their
right.
stupid fucking problems.
Right.
People are. I do hear people are buying it to give. Like at a wedding. How funny is that? You're at a wedding. There you
That's
go.
Awful.
Just in case. We saw signs. All right, that's it. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If Jesse was here, we'd keep going, of course, but we'll see you guys tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com